Hello, it's me. Welcome to the Choose Happy Podcast. I'm your host, Nazi Javid, and I'm just coming on really quickly because I just had a little inspo moment and I wanted to share it with you. So I'm just doing some errands and I'm out at Trader Joe's. I'm driving right now, hands-free, don't worry, always safe with a seatbelt and full attention. But it always makes me start thinking, right? Because I'm just going along and chugging along, and through my head, I'm like, oh my God, I picked a career where I have to talk for a living, where I like to say get to because I feel like it's such a privilege. I get to talk for a living, and it's crazy because talking actually makes me really nervous, as you can probably tell right now. It's super strange, and it's why I like have these lulls in my podcasting, because talking and being heard makes me nervous. And I don't know why it is. And I, you know, I'm asked to be a panelist all the time for different discussions. I just recorded an interview yesterday for a diversity panel I'm sitting on for the Emmy board, and I MC events for like Boys and Girls Club and different organizations and nonprofits. I speak and I do live shots and I anchor two live newscasts every day for 2 hours live on the air, and I am afraid of talking. Is that strange or what? Like, it just occurred to me that, like, I'm a nervous wreck when having to be heard. And I don't think it's, like, the talking part of it that makes me nervous. It's, like, thinking everyone's going to judge what I'm saying, I feel like, sometimes, you know? Like, or how I'm saying it. What I'm saying, how I'm saying, how I'm being heard. If they're translating something that I said into something else, it's all in my head, right? And it just blows me away that I picked a profession that actually is like a really high contentious point of anxiety for me. And so that got me thinking, like, we can do anything. Like, whatever it is that you're afraid of doing, you can do it, and you can actually pick it and do it as a career and live through it and work through that fear every day. It's crazy. Like, because we're the ones that get in our own way, right? Like, I'm the one who's in my head worried about how I sound, what I'm saying, what people are thinking. And like, you know that saying, you know, what you think people are thinking about you and they're not really. But it's like, I'm in a job where like people nitpick the crap out of everything I say and do, and how I look and how I sound and what I say and what I'm wearing and what color eyeshadow I have on, or what, you know, if my hair's straight or if it's curly. And it's like, that can really get inside your head and make you feel a little bit like self-conscious. Like, am I doing this right? Am I saying this right? Am I, you know, being myself enough? Am I being, you know, professional enough? Am I being authentic enough? I mean, there's like all these voices and all these little people standing on each shoulder that go through your mind. Well, I still do it every day. I still get up and I do this for a living every day, and people pay me to do it, and they pay me well to do it. So I must be doing something right, right? And that's my message to you. Even if you think there's something you can't do, and people I run into all the time, oh, I can't, I could never do your job. But actually you could do it, and you'd probably do it well, maybe even better than me. And there are a lot of people that do. And so please, if you have a fear, or something that makes you nervous or gives you anxiety, I encourage you to just take it on. Just try it. You might actually find that you're really good at it, and people might actually pay you to do it for a living. And each day that I get to do this job that I feel so grateful to be able to have, I'm learning something new about myself. I'm learning something new about my community, about society, about the world. It's different every day. And I'm conquering a little bit of that fear every day. It's always there. That anxiety and that nervousness and that underlying fear of doing or saying something wrong, or people might cancel you. It's always there, right? But I just keep being myself, and I keep trying, and I keep trying to conquer that fear. And everything works out. Works itself out. And actually, shockingly, people are so supportive, and they, you know, appear to like whatever it is I'm doing, or they wouldn't tune in, or they wouldn't watch, or they wouldn't hire me to do this work. So my message and my reminder to you, my friends, is to please just take on anything that might be uncomfortable for you, and you might be surprised at how good you actually are at it. Go out there, have fun, conquer your fears, and make it a great day. And don't forget to choose happy.